are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Now the final 7/10 are gone. It is over. The streamers, purple and gold, come cascading down from the rafters at Staples Center as the Lakers get the victory, 99-86. Over the last 9 minutes of the ball game, the Kings, after they got within five, think about this, only scored 5 points, gave up 13.
Hey guys, welcome into another edition of Locked On Kings. I'm Jason Ross, glad you could be here for us and with us here on another edition of Locked On Kings. Disappointing, another disappointing night for the Kings in Los Angeles. The Lakers were giving the Kings every opportunity to win that game. The Kings just refused to take it from the Lakers, and they ultimately lost that one, 99-86. We'll recap that one today. We will look ahead to what's coming up this weekend. Also, it is Draft Wednesday. We'll be talking about how to get in the Locked On Kings Draft League and more throughout today's podcast. Let's start, though, with the actual game between the Kings and the Lakers. And second night of a back-to-back. Last time these two teams played, the Lakers had the second night of a back-to-back. Kings knew coming into the game that they weren't going to have George Hill. So the coach rolled out Malachi Richardson, Willie Cauley-Stein, Zach Randolph, Buddy Hield, and De'Aaron Fox. I'm not a big fan of Buddy starting. I think he's found his role. I think that's a good spot for him coming off the bench. I think he gets his production best against second units. And Malachi, I'm kind of indifferent to him starting. It was weird to have him start, but not start the second half, play the game's first 5 minutes, and then didn't play anymore after that. So some quirky things, but it was a strange game. And the Kings got off to just a hideous start before they regrouped and then had a bad finish. But we'll let you hear how it all played out, courtesy of the play-by-play voice, the Kings on the radio side of things, the G-man, Gary Gerald.
Corner three, Lakers have got it rolling now. Brandon Ingram just knocked down from the left-hand corner, so that's 15 unanswered points. The score is 20-6 in favor of the homestanding guys clad in gold. Here's Randall driving into the rack. That's just uncontested. He just powered his way right past and through Willie Cauley-Stein. 17 unanswered points. Another Sacramento timeout taken by Dave Yeager. He doesn't want this one to get totally out of control, but let me tell you, it's close to being that already. LeBissiere rebounds. They head to Fox. Jets up the floor. Rolls into the lane. Draws a foul. Spins it up. Will they give him continuation? Waiting. Yes. Haywood Workman says it'll be a three-point opportunity for De'Aaron Fox. Temple now moves toward the right side. Gets inside the arc. Now he dribbles to his left. Makes a full pivot. Steps back. 16-footer. No good. Put back. Scal. And he's fouled. LeBissiere nicely timed once again. Boy, Scal has really stepped up his effectiveness here in recent games. And that time on the miss by Garrett Temple. Able to also draw contact, so a three-point opportunity from LeBissiere. Here's Bogey on the right angle from Scal. Feeds Costa Kufis, rolling to the rack. Count the basket on continuation. Boy, I love the execution there. And Yeager, I think, trying to conceal a little half-smile of satisfaction there. Brook Lopez back in, takes it, gives to Ingram, and the ball's ripped away by Bogdanovich. Bogey races up the floor, chased by Lonzo Ball. His floater off the glass is good. Let's make that your Berko Redwood moment of the game. Great defensive anticipation from Bogdanovich, and then the bank shot, though challenged by Lonzo Ball. He put it home, and the Kings have taken the lead. This will have to be a bang-bang sequence here. The trigger man will be healed underneath the basket to our far left. 2 seconds to get off a shot. Inbounds comes to Cauley-Stein. Back to Buddy. Fires from the corner. He hits the three right in front of the Kings bench. How about that? Kings have the ball in the hands of Bogdanovich. He drives it into the lane. Little teardrop floater is good. Bogdanovich now has 14 points. He's Sacramento's leading scorer. And the Kings are on top by one. It's the third time that Sacramento has managed a one-point lead. 55-54. Carter steps into a transition three. He hits the triple. Luke Walton says, we need to talk things over. Vince Carter, who hadn't had success from outside the arc in the first half, knocking that one down. And Carter, in his 16th minute, makes his first field goal of the evening. He has 5 points to go with three boards. He also had three steals in the first half. Lopez for another three. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. He is just unbelievably hot right now out on the wing. Laker fans just roaring approval at 68-66. 5 minutes, 10 seconds into our second half. Lakers on top by two. Bogdanovich is back from the locker room, and he's on the floor. A drive and a kick to Carter. Feeds it back to Cauley-Stein, shovels to Vince. Power jam, full extension. That's the one we've been looking for from Vince Carter all season long. Design play for him coming out of the timeout. That had the Kings bench up down to our far left, howling approval. Got a whistle here and an offensive foul called on Lopez out on top, setting a tough screen. He picks up his fourth personal foul. The Carter throwdown makes it a two-point game at 70-68. Lonzo Ball, 20-year-old who played his 1 year of college ball at nearby UCLA. He rolls left, pulls up, sets up an alley-oop pass. Oh, what a delivery. His 10th assist, and it couldn't have been any better. And the beneficiary was Brandon Ingram. My goodness, that was excellent execution. 90-81. Out to Lonzo Ball. Looks left, drives right, one dribble only, gives to Randle. In the paint, leaves his feet. How did he get away with a travel there? But he got rid of it, and here's Randle getting it back. He's fouled, and he scores. That could be absolutely huge.
So let's go over some of those highlights that you heard or some of the recaps of the game from my perspective, jotting down notes as the game goes on. First 5 minutes of the game, the Kings gave up 22 points. Now, they cleaned up their defense basically halfway through the first quarter after a 19-0 run by the Lakers. The Kings are down 24-6. So the next 6 minutes, that's the first half of the quarter. The next half of the quarter, the Kings outscore the Lakers 21-7, and they're in the game. They're only down 4 points after one, 31-27. So good job there by the Kings, being within 4 points after a brutal start, and they were down one at halftime, 53-52. The other strange part about the end of the first half, Lakers had a technical and an illegal defense. Two free throws were made by Buddy Hield. He made a three, got the ball back, made another three, had 8 points just like that on two shots. He was very quiet. No stats, no rebounds, no assists, no steals, no points, no field goal attempts. Then made his only two shots, so he had eight at the half. Kings were down 53-52, and that was a half in which the Lakers, who were near the bottom of the league in three-point shooting, had made eight threes. The Lakers were showing signs, though, of being sloppy all night. 12 turnovers at the half. Kings were shooting just 37%, actually almost 38%, and it would get worse, believe it or not. But it got better before it got worse. We start the third quarter, and I mentioned the Kings changing the starting lineup at the half. They started still Willie Cauley-Stein, Zebo, and Fox, and then went with Bogdanovich and Garrett Temple. So they took out Buddy Hield and took out Malachi Richardson and started that group. That group put the Kings up eight in the third quarter, their largest lead of the game, and then the Lakers went on that super quick three straight threes, 9-0 run in 45 seconds, took the lead. And what I thought was going to be a turning point of the game turned out to be true, but not in the way that I anticipated it. 5:11 to go in the third quarter. Brook Lopez, who was crazy hot beyond the three-point line, hit five threes in the game, picked up his fifth foul. He went to the bench. I thought, this is a good thing for the Kings. It wasn't a good thing for the Kings. It was just 70-68 Lakers at that point. Lakers would stretch it out to as much as a 13-point lead before the quarter would end, and they were now down 10. The Kings were at the end of the quarter. Lakers went smaller. Lakers got quicker. Lakers pushed the ball, got fast break points. Fast break points for the game. 35-8 in favor of the Lakers. Three-pointers made, plus four. That's 12 more points by the Lakers beyond the arc. Lakers out-rebounded the Kings by 12. The one thing they didn't do well, they just were incredibly sloppy. 26 turnovers for the Lakers, which was a season high, and yet they still won by double digits. Amazing. Fourth quarter comes around, and this is the quarter that the Kings will kick themselves for. Even all the stuff they did right and did wrong prior to that fourth quarter, we talk about quarters in the teens being killers for the Kings. They didn't even get a quarter in the teens. They scored 12 points. That was it. Lakers only scored 15. That quarter was there. The Kings got stop after stop after stop, miss after miss, and turnover after turnover. Just could not score. The Kings in the fourth quarter went 5 of 22. And that did them in. Just couldn't catch the Lakers. Lose at 99-86. First meeting these two teams played, the Kings shot a season best 55%. This meeting on Tuesday night, the Kings shot a season worst 34.5%. Just go figure. Same teams, same guys. Best of the season, worst of the season. And to score only 86 on the Lakers, who give up a bunch more than that, to hold them to 99 and forced 26 turnovers. There's an avenue to win that game, and the Kings missed that avenue. That's what was super unfortunate for them, but that's the reality. They lost this one 99-86. So let's go to the locker room, and let's hear what Coach Yeager had to say to the media after the loss.
I'm proud of our guys. You know, we battled in the second night of back-to-back. You know, we played them in our place. They were on the second night of back-to-back, so it's something that you have to learn to go through. And, you know, we had San Antonio last night. They were on the second night of back-to-back. It's just that time of year where you got to keep grinding away. We made too many mental mistakes, some really, really bad turnovers that are just head-scratchers. We didn't shoot the basketball very well. We had four air balls last night in the first quarter. And tonight, you know, I think we ended up with 8 or 9 of them. So, you know, it was a tough night for us shooting the basketball. But, you know, guys competed until the end. The guys are getting better. And we'll just keep plugging away. We got beat to too many basketballs tonight. Just the toughness of mentally to, you know, we got to get better at the mental mistakes and the toughness physically to go get the ball. You know, are they long? Are they athletic? Or, you know what? Loose balls are loose balls and bouncing balls off the glass and those kinds of things. So credit to them. They were ready to play. And, you know, we came out and we battled.
Coach, the Lakers are able to go out to like an 18-point lead in the first quarter. What do you attribute the start to, and how did you guys manage to get back into it so quickly?
Yeah, I don't know about the first question, but you know, we got the group in there, made some shots, got to see the ball go in, and walked down to the end of the first quarter.
It was a wild ride. It felt like in this game, huge swings. Is that
yeah,
just,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it went well. We're in the huddle. And I'm showing our guys, I'm like, okay. And I put 6 dots in the paint. We went over 6. We had 6 shots in the paint. And their 5 dots were when Brooke was pulling up at the hash, hitting, you know. And so, you know, you try to give your team that belief and like, hey, stay with it, keep grinding. And we did. We just didn't get enough shots to go in, and we just made too many mistakes.
The way you guys approached it, though, I mean, free throws, getting to the free throw line alone has been something that you guys have struggled with for most of the season. But 27 attempts, you have to be happy with kind of the aggression and the way they approached it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we were getting better and pick and choose our spots. You know, we got stagnant when they pressured us and we dribbled the basketball a lot, I thought. When we started trusting the pass a little bit more, got to the second side, we were able to get in the paint. I think we got to the line a lot in the first half, which was, I think, 15.
How impressed are you with Bogdanović running that second unit? He really seemed to have control of the game for a little while.
Well, he's a playmaker, so you know, I think we get him in the right spot and put guys around him that complement him. You know, he made some tough reads tonight, and he made some great reads tonight. And I think they're more positive than negative. And he's a guy who's going to beat himself up over, you know, some of the ones he didn't make. But that's where you just sit down and we just keep working on it. He's a young player in this league. And, you know, even though he's a little older, he's played overseas. He's phenomenal to coach and a joy to be around every day.
They committed a lot of turnovers. Were you happy with the way you were possibly able to convert those turnovers into points, or were there not enough?
Well, no, we struggled to score, so we needed to turn them over more than 26 times, and we didn't convert very well. You know, bad turnovers in transition, you know, getting our shot blocked too many times, and, you know, we just shot 34%, so that was a tough part of it, too.
A couple things the coach brought up that I agree with. The things, besides the every game subtle improvement that needs to happen, and that's the stuff like clean up turnovers, get better fundamentally, execute better, handle runs better, all the things that has to happen. They just have to be better at being physical. He talked about that, being physical. 50-50 balls, that's for anybody. It doesn't matter if you're quicker or stronger or bigger. You can fight for that. Being better at handling mental situations, mental mistakes. Kings were very guilty of a lot of that. So, and the other problem with the game, the Kings, as much as I'm liking what the young guys are doing, and they're playing pretty well, some of them at times, they are relying right now on, at this moment, guys like George Hill, who's not playing, who's been out, Zach Randolph, Willie Cauley-Stein. Zebo and Zach Randolph, who have been pretty consistent, did not have a good game. On Tuesday night, they combined to go 5 of 22 for 15 total points, neither one of them in double figures. In fact, the Kings' leader, 19 points, matching his career high for Bogdan Bogdanović. A lot of that was early, though. De'Aaron Fox had 15. A lot of that was early. And then 13 from Buddy Hield. So only 3 guys in double figures. Not a dominant offensive game at all by the Sacramento Kings. Best player on the floor to me was Julius Randle. He had 22 to go with 14 rebounds, 6 assists, a steal. He did turn it over 6 times, but he really bothered Zach Randolph and he just controlled the game. He was really good despite those other young players of Brandon Ingram and Kuzma, Clarkson, Lonzo Ball. I thought it was Julius Randle that was the best player on the floor on Tuesday night. All right, let's go from Dave Yeager's conversation to De'Aaron Fox getting another start. Had flashes. I like that he had the four steals and a block and three assists. That number a little low than he's been having the last two games. Again, just one free throw attempt. So the last two games, one free throw attempt after having 16 the previous two. But here's De'Aaron Fox with the media after the game.
You know, try to get those guys in a rush. And today, you know, just the shots weren't falling. I mean, we defended pretty well, except for, you know, like the first 5 minutes of that first quarter. Other than that, I mean, they scored, you know, 99 points and won the game. So
in that third quarter, you guys got that 8-point lead and then they completely switched. What, they do anything differently to you guys to get you out of your game?
Nah, they hit a lot of threes. I mean, they went on a big run and, you know, we just didn't answer it.
How do you make swings in that game? I mean, you were down big early. You guys went up big in the third and just kept going back and forth.
I mean, just the game is it's a game of runs. You know, we were going on a run. They went on a run. We went on a run. They went on a run. They made the last run, and they kind of just sustained it.
What's your comfort level today from behind the threes? Is that something you've been working on, or is it just something that
It's really just the flow. You know, I mean, I stay in the gym. I've been working on it, and, you know, today the shots were going down, so I took them.
Where are you most comfortable getting threes? Is it in transition? Is it out of the offense? Does it really matter?
I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, if it's a catch and shoot, if it's off the dribble, it doesn't really matter. If I'm feeling it, I'm feeling it.
So you be a lot more aggressive. Is that just something that you decided while you were sitting back on the sidelines?
It's something I needed to do when I first started playing, but you know, just watching, I just wanted to, you know, try to make it easy for a few people. And I feel like with us pushing the pace, that has got a lot more guys involved.
You know, Coach mentioned it before the game, that push the pace is one thing for you to run, but it's got to be a five-man thing. How tough is it to get all of you guys on the same page and playing that way?
It just comes from practice. You know, the first game that we came back, we had three good days of practice, and we were running, and guys were in sync, and, you know, we're still working on it. Nothing's perfect. It's never going to be perfect, but we're still getting there.
I like that De'Aaron talked about being aggressive, staying aggressive. I think that's been missing from his game. Push it more. I like this team to push the basketball. They're talking about pushing the pace. Kings are near the bottom at pace. Lakers are number one at pace. And it shows up when you play the Lakers. I mean, the Kings did push it more, but the Lakers do it every possession. I mean, they are moving. They are trying to get fast break points, and to get 35 of them in the game is just staggering. So they did it. They did a better job of that, and they deserve to win, honestly, 99-86. How about we finish things up from a veteran player's perspective? Here's Vince Carter, who had some interesting moments, had the one attempt at the rim that just was a weird play that he couldn't quite finish, and then, of course, he had that nice dunk in the game. But here's Vince Carter after the loss.
For me, understanding how to get your rest, get your legs under you while still trying to be in your routine, and it's a learning process for us, and you know, they have to go through it to understand it and understand what it takes to be a pro and to succeed in this league, still having to deal with things like that.
What do you attribute the rough start to tonight?
I don't know. We just can't make excuses. They jumped on us early. They were waiting for us, and they took advantage of that. They got out in transition. They were active hands where they were getting, they got turnovers, open jump shots in the beginning, and we're continually playing catch up, and it takes a lot of gas out of you when you have to play that way.
It seems like the last two games, the biggest difference was that defensively you guys were able to be the aggressor and that your offense fed off of that. But tonight when you struggled defensively, how much does that affect your offense?
I mean, it definitely affects our offense. I think around the league, that's what happens. You feel good when obviously you're hitting shots and you play better defensively. I will say our second unit, we played a lot better defensively, and you know, to create some easy shots, open shots, and then late in the second quarter, I mean second half, we just, you know, we had a lot of breakdowns and a lot of turnovers. I think that their defensive intensity, they're very active on the glass, getting extra rebounds, and moving the ball, and just the ball was finding the open guy, and it was layup, foul, getting points while the clock was stopped, which you can't do.
Well, it's about improving. It's about getting better. It's about utilizing the veterans, utilizing the youngsters, getting everybody on the same page, and just keep going at it. And Thursday, tomorrow, will be the 41st game of the year. We're not early anymore, guys. This is halfway after that Clipper game on Thursday. It's crazy. It does go quickly, and the Kings will be reaching the midway point after the game on Thursday. But today is a great opportunity for you out there because it's another day to play with me or with anybody in our Locked On Network on draft. It's easy. Did you know that your chances of winning on draft are 80% better than on salary cap sites? That's why Draft is the best fantasy site, my favorite fantasy site. No more getting crushed by the pros. And it's not just me, more than 1 million people that have already downloaded the Draft app as well. So plan a real live NBA draft now. Be done in under 5 minutes and get paid out the next day. Drafts are filling every second, so you can join one whenever you want. We're gonna maybe, I think this week we'll try it. Maybe we'll try expanding our league. We filled up pretty quickly last week. Let's do it again this week. And all new players get a free entry into a real money draft when you make your first deposit, but you have to use the promo code LOKINGS. That's right. Play in a real money draft for free just by using my promo code LOKINGS. But it gets even better. Draft is so sure you'll love it that they're even offering Locked On Kings listeners a money-back guarantee up to $100. So just search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and come play free right now. Promo code is LOKINGS. Now, for the games today, there's 11 games. A lot of good choices when we get the draft going. And the way it works, we had six players last week. So 1 through 6, 6 through 1, 1 through 6, 6 through 1, that snake draft. And you pick 2 guards, 2 forwards, and a center. You can't have the same players. Once you draft, then your team is set. Then you got your group, your 2 guards, your 2 forwards, and your center. And then you watch your score, see if you win. It's that simple. It's a lot of fun. And once the league gets filled, your draft starts. You can auto-draft. You can draft for yourself. And the players go off the board, and you just monitor it. And again, like I said, for today, 11 teams are playing, 11 games. That's 22 teams. There'll be good choices from Giannis, Westbrook, DeMarcus, Paul, Porzingis, Curry, Towns. There's lots of good players. The draft is fun. Get in. Maybe you've never played before. Make this week the week you play and look for my league on Draft. Locked On Kings, J. Ross. That's the league we've got going. So let's get you in there. Let's play. Let's have some fun, and we'll evaluate how everybody does. So check it out today. Thank you so much to everyone for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow for another edition of Locked On Kings.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.